Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to another show of Black History Profiles. The scripture readings is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 3 and 4, as written in the NIV, and reads as follows. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O Virgin Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go out to dance with the joyful. The word of the Lord. There will be two personalities presented in the first session of this podcast, and they are George Edwin Taylor and Shirley Chisholm. George Edwin Taylor, an American politician, journalist, political activist, and editor, was born on August 4, 1857, in Little Rock, Arkansas, to Amanda Hines, a free African-American woman. In later years, Taylor reported that Nathan Taylor, a slave, was his father. His mother took him to Alton, Illinois, where she died. He made his way to La Crosse, Wisconsin in 1865, and he lived with a family there and also attended public school in La Crosse. His early work experiences in La Crosse included that of journalism, labor, and political activists. In 1904, Taylor was a candidate to the National Negro Liberty Party for President of the United States. He faced various difficulties. He had no support from newspapers. State laws kept the party from listing candidates officially on the election ballots. Taylor's name failed to be added to any state ballot. The votes he received were not recorded in state records and therefore could not be verified. Taylor's campaign for the U.S. presidency was unsuccessful in 1904. However, he still remained politically active. It was written that Taylor was an independent first, a Democrat second, and always Black. He has often been forgotten in the discussion of Black American political pioneers, particularly as the one who ran for U.S. President of the National Negro Liberty Party in 1904, also known as the National Liberty Party. George Edwin Taylor died December 23, 1925, in Jacksonville, Florida. Shirley Chisholm. Shirley Anita Chisholm was born in Brooklyn, New York on November 30, 1924. Her parents were Ruby Seal and Charles Christopher St. Hill. When she was 3 years old, she was sent to live with her grandmother on a farm in Barbados and received much of her primary education there. Upon her return to New York at age 8, she attended New York public schools, including Girls High School in Bedford-Stuyvesant, a section of Brooklyn. She attended Brooklyn College to train to be a teacher, where she developed an interest in politics and developed skills in organizing and fundraising. She began to resent the role of women in local politics, and at that time, women were in the background and took a secondary role to their male equals. However, her involvement with campus politics and her work with the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, she found a way to voice her opinions about economics and social structures and concerns in an abruptly changing society and nation. After graduating from Brooklyn College with honors, she became a nursery school teacher and later became a director of schools for early childhood education. She became politically active with the Democratic Party and soon became known as an outspoken person for challenging the traditional roles of women, African Americans in particular, and the poor. In 1949, she married Conrad Chisholm, and they settled in Brooklyn. Parallel with her teaching career, she became involved with the League of Women Voters and the 17th Assembly District Democratic Club. In the mid-1960s, she ran for the New York State Assembly. In 1964, she ran for and became the second African-American in the New York State Legislature. A court-order districting created a new, heavily populated Democratic district in her neighborhood. And in 1968, Chisholm sought and won a seat in Congress. She introduced legislation that aided in racial and gender equality, the plight of the poor, and in ending the Vietnam War. She co-founded the National Woman's Political Caucus in 1971 and became the first black woman in 1977 and the second woman ever to serve on the powerful House Rules Committee. That same year, she married Arthur Hardwick Jr., a New York State legislator. Chisholm's quest for the 1972 Democratic Party presidential nomination was faced with much discrimination. She was blocked from participating in primary debates, and after taking legal action, she was permitted to make only one speech. She was the first African-American female to seek the office of the President of the United States of America. In 1983, Chisholm retired from Congress and taught at Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts. She founded the National Political Congress of Black Women. during due to declining health in 1991 after moving to Florida, she was unable to accept the nomination to become U.S. ambassador to Jamaica. Regarding her legacy, Chisholm said, "I want to be remembered as a woman who dared to be a catalyst of change." Chisholm died January 1st, 2005, in Ormond Beach, Florida. Now there will be a short break as we listen to a song entitled "A Change Is Gonna Come" by Sam Cooke.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
We are approaching the end of another Black History Month celebration and observation. A brief review of this month's profiles in Black history is as follows. Show 121 featured a profile of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The scripture reference was John's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Show 123 featured the profiles of Harriet Tubman and Anna Mae Dancy. Anna Mae Dancy died January 15, 2022. The scripture reference was James chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Show 125 was about Frederick Douglass and Sojourner Truth. Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And show 127 featured George Edwin Taylor and Shirley Chisholm. The scripture reference was Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 3 and 4. All scriptures were taken from the New International Version of the Bible. Trusting that you have enjoyed listening to these podcasts as much as I've enjoyed making them. The closing songs are Wade in the Water by Eller Jenkins and I Cry by Usher.
Wading in the water, wading in the water,
wading in the water, wading in the water, children, wading in the water. God is gonna trouble these waters, wading in the water, wading in the water, children, wading in the water. God is gonna trouble these waters.
See that band all dressed in white.
God is gonna trouble these waters.
It looked like a band of the Israelites.
Down to the river, Lord.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I can't keep it together. I usually don't show my emotions, but it ain't getting better. 'Cause you can't be blind with eyes wide open. And I see struggle, I see pain, I see only the mess we made. I see things that I can't change, and it hurts my heart to see. I cry for the sons without fathers, and the pain that the mothers hold deep inside. And I'll fight for the future we're making. You can change if we face it, 'cause these tears won't dry. So I cry. I see someone that cares for others. Oh, no, 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 no. Do I love myself more than my sisters and brothers? I don't know. Yeah, I've seen struggles, I've seen pain, I've seen beyond the mess we made. I've seen things that I cannot change, and it hurts my heart to say. I cry for the sons without fathers, and the pain that their mothers hold deep inside. So I'll fight for the future we're making. Change if we face it, 'cause these tears won't dry. So I cry. Ooh, I cry. For the truth that's unspoken, for the promise is broken, I will stand by your side. Dreaming and the ones who stop believing, you're not alone. I feel your pain. I cry for the sons without fathers, and the pain that their mothers hold deep inside. I fight for the future we're making. It only changes if we face it. It's love.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.